This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Qatar is promising not to knuckle under in the face of sanctions imposed by some of its Middle Eastern neighbors last week. Saudi Arabia, the UAE, Egypt, and Bahrain halted land, air, and sea traffic to Qatar and banned several Qatari-linked organizations and individuals. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra has this update on a story we've been following for a week now.
Qatar is a small country with just over 2 million people, and it relies heavily on trade with its neighbors, says Elon Goldenberg, director at the Center for New American Security.
Every aspect of Qatar's economy is in some ways based on its relationship with these countries.
The sanctions are hurting Qatar's economy. Take the airline industry. Some neighboring countries have blocked its air carriers from flying in their airspace.
So they have to go up over Iran and through Russia. So it's a much more complicated route.
Also, Saudi Arabia closed its border with Qatar, says Edward Jerezhan at Rice University's Baker Institute for Public Policy.
A great deal of trade and food and supplies go through that corridor.
Last week, there was panic buying in Qatari supermarkets. If the disruption continues, Qatar may be pushed to trade more with countries like Russia and Iran, and that could make relations with its neighbors even worse. In New York, I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.